With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. President Biden's American Jobs Plan is a $2 trillion proposal that dedicates at least $1 trillion on a number of broad-ranging infrastructure projects. Some South Dakota Republican leaders are publicly criticizing the plan. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Biden's jobs plan calls for an investment in traditional infrastructure like roads and bridges. It also includes $400 billion to expand home or community-based care for the elderly and people with disabilities. Representative Dusty Johnson says Biden's plan is too expensive.
He's defining infrastructure a lot more broadly. I think he's kind of throwing everything in the infrastructure bucket.
The White House says the plan costs around $2 trillion. The money will come from an increased corporate tax rate of 28%. Governor Kristi Noem told Fox News the initiative would hurt American families.
And I was shocked by how much doesn't go into infrastructure. It goes into research and development. It goes into housing and pipes and different initiatives, green energy.
Some say the definition of infrastructure needs to be more flexible. Joe Santos is an economist with the Department of Economics at South Dakota State University.
We think of it as something that the government would be a part of, if only because often the difficulty in establishing these sorts of projects and creating the sort of the investment flows to fund these sorts of projects.
The American Society of Civil Engineers reports that deteriorating roads in South Dakota costs drivers $562 per year. The organization reports that 17% of the state's bridges are rated as structurally deficient. 90 dams have a high hazard potential. The group estimates the state needs a $730 million investment in drinking water infrastructure. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Governor Kristi Noem has a new chief of staff. Noem is tapping Erin Scheibe as her fourth chief of staff. Scheibe is an attorney from Pierre. Ian Fury is a spokesperson for the governor's office. He says Scheibe is well qualified for the job.
He's a dedicated public servant with years of experience in state government. He served for several years as the deputy commissioner of the governor's office of economic development in the Dugard administration. And he also served as a senior policy advisor for Governor Noem in her first year in office. So the governor appreciates his willingness to serve in this important role.
Scheibe replaces Tony Venhuizen, who also served as chief of staff for the Dugard administration. Scheibe starts the job on May 1st. A new community-based school in Rapid City will immerse students in Lakota language and culture. The effort is a response to the refusal by state and local leaders to open similar schools around the state. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The NDN Collective is behind the new school. The nonprofit organization focuses on indigenous advocacy and has tried to push the state to approve schools that teach Ocheti Shakoan essential understandings. That curriculum is centered around Lakota language and culture. State lawmakers rejected the proposals twice, so now organizers are taking the idea into their own hands. Sarah Pierce is the director of education equity at NDN Collective. She says the new Rapid City School will be designed by Indigenous people for Indigenous people. It will teach subjects in Lakota.
No one knows needs better than authentic community representation. And so with that, that will set the school apart. I think with the cultural norms such as kinship and such, and the priority of Lakota language and culture as a deep embedded foundational aspect of school, not an elective, will set us apart.
The graduation rate among Indigenous students in South Dakota is the lowest of any group. Pierce says the school will aim to close that achievement gap.
When we think about and I always say this, the compulsory imposition of education on Indigenous peoples in America, this school will really challenge what history has taught us, that we cannot impose something on a demographic.
More than 20% of Rapid City school students are Native American. The Indian Collective, based in Rapid City, will open and fund the school. It's expected to open in the fall of 2022 with 40 kindergarten students the first year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The National Park Service has closed a South Dakota cave after an elevator stopped working. Wind Cave National Park suspended tours Thursday after one of two elevators that drop into the cave won't move. A technician discovered the elevator had stopped working during a routine morning check. Repair crews were scheduled to arrive at the cave. The National Park Service resumed tours of the cave on March 20th after a 20-month hiatus. The tours ended in June 2019 due to another safety problem with the elevators. They were repaired in December of 2020, but tours didn't resume immediately due to COVID-19 protocols. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.